Hey, script kiddies, and welcome to the newest installment of Epic Fail, otherwise known as the March Contest Recording. I'm going to start this off with kind of the ominous doom warning and just say I'm fairly disappointed. I only got through 5 entries, and honestly, it was kind of a chore, which is just sad. So I'm just going to kind of throw this one out here. GGW starts in a month and a half. I strongly suggest that people get their fucking acts together, because if I get this shit in GGW, we're going to start seeing some fives. That's what I said. Fives. So, to kick things off, let's start with Solar. Sometimes when you write the best of a bad situation, it just comes out bland. That's really the case here. You did an okay job painting the picture, and you hit up colors and known objects to create a scene in my mind. So I can give props there, you know, give them to where they're due. But I really gotta hammer you a bit on the content. There's no development here. It's just a bunch of stanzas about things connected loosely through a landscape that, as a reader, I didn't particularly give a shit about. I didn't take anything away from that journey of, you know, the best of a bad situation, which kind of made me go, well, what the hell was the point of emphasizing that in your description? Nor was there a focal point of the work whatsoever. The emphasis from line breaks wasn't all that spectacular in spots either, and long story short, I just put this one in the mid-range. So-so. You hit up some nice imagery, but the execution points were off, and the missing development comes up as another sour note. Really, just... I mean, that one meanders through, like, all 5 of these entries, so whatever. Now, okay, time to get a little bit personal here. This is going to be one of those moments where you may want to pause and collect yourself, because this might be one of these things where I say some stinging truth that just pisses you the fuck off. Warning, forewarned, awesome. Okay. Several months ago, you came to me and you asked me about improvement and whether you were continuing this upward trend. And I was like, well, there's some, stagnation going down here. So I sat there for months and months and months and I tried to figure out why. And now I know. At least I think I know. I had a theory and I went to test it out. I went to Narrator Australia and now I know what's going on. That magazine has moved your goalposts. This was supposed to be your year, Solar, remember? Your year of GGW domination. You're writing for a magazine whose featured pieces wouldn't score a 10 here. So, you're like the genius in the remedial class right now. And that may be great. And I'm, you know, props for the continuous publishing for like 12 months or whatever the fuck it's been. That's awesome. But you've allowed this magazine to move your goalposts. And the effects of that is you're complacent. And that's it. And that's bad. So I gotta step in and call it like I see it. Those people wouldn't score a 10 from me. And if I recall... This was your time to shine, and right now, it ain't shining so much. You have certainly improved leaps and bounds, leaps and motherfucking bounds over where you were when you first walked in to the AGWC. But recently, that's trailed off. I'm kind of seeing a little flatline in here, and I truly believe it's because this magazine, whether you've actually allowed it to do so, or if it's just kind of a secondary consequence... has changed what your original task, what your original goal, what your aim was, which was to dominate this year. So, if you want to dominate this year, you got to remember, I want to see 15, not 10. There we go. Moving on. Scrolling through the Utora. I don't think I can say that grit isn't here. Because that would just be a bold-faced lie. Or perhaps an italicized-faced lie. Or even underlined. Bold, italicized, underlined-faced lies. But I have other shit to complain about. Your grammar, particularly with regards to punctuation, just gets really sloppy. However, my biggest quip is that this piece is just flat. I said it was gritty, sure, but your on-switch is always maximally thrown. Even through the aging of the main character, there just wasn't growth. No growth. And the situation essentially remained unchanged. And why is that a problem for me? It made the work teeter off the abyss into the depths of boredom. You drew me in with the nature of the scene, and that was great. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. But then it never got augmented. It didn't grow in the culture bath of manifesting goo. And so it just grew stale. Like left open bread in a torn bag that just sits there for a day and then sucks donkey ass. But aside from that, once again, I gotta give props where props are due. You did give me some grit, and you know I always want some of that shit. But could have been a heck of a lot better if the grammar was a little bit more refined and if I actually felt like there was some, you know, development, growth, change. So it just felt like even across that age gap, the same shit was happening. And meh. Okay, whatever. Selby, welcome back. Now feel my wrath. There's not anything really particularly offensive here, aside from the fact that your rhythm breaks in a couple of places and the rhyme scheme is somewhat, you know, just crush this piece because of it. This is one of those things that just pisses me off. When you set a rhyme scheme and then the rhythm comes along and breaks it, it drives me nuts. It's like you force the rhyme into the piece and your beat shatters. And it makes me go, I feel like there was something else. Maybe not. No, not in this one. Never mind. Anyway, so that's definitely, yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't this one. The use of scorched 3 times in one stanza? No. I know sometimes you just need to read the word and have it there, and it's there, and it's present, omnipotent, but it just drove me insane. I was like, oh, no. 3 times. Come on. Synonyms. Thesaurus. Activate. Anyway, the reason why is because it did nothing to bolster your piece and just dampen the message. So, remember, welcome back. I'm a ruthless bitch. Moving on. Guardian. I'll be honest, I'm not digging this trio very much. It just come off as cookie cutter to me. There isn't anything in here that establishes you as the author or offers a unique perspective on things that, you know, other people have just picked up a pen and written about over the eons. To be blunt, I feel like you let the structure kind of suck all the impact out of this. On raw technical shit, I don't have a lot to harp on. But come on, where's the depth in this? Where's the innovation? It's not in these pieces whatsoever, and you need to work on that if you're going to bank some shit up in the AGWC. I want to see more than just that prepackaged bullshit. I want to see something deep. And honestly, I read this and I was like, well, this would be great if you turned it in as you know, like a class assignment, you know, maybe. And that was about it. I expect more. And I know you're capable of producing more, so come on. And finally, Amoeba Dreamer. This might actually be the douchiest one. I haven't done this in a long time, but quite frankly, my critique here is essentially null. When I see spelling errors in poetry, especially poetry that amounts to like 275 words, I get disgusted. We have browsers that do this shit for us now. Or all it takes is hitting F7. So, it's kind of like the people who write shit like, quote, I are uber detail focused and am great multi-taker, end quote, on their resumes and expect hiring managers to take their apps seriously. The sad thing is, there was some potential here. But if you don't take the time to tune your work and edit and make sure those red squiggly lines go away, my question is, if you don't take the time to lift your finger and hit F7 or look in like any browser other than Internet Explorer, which tells you that these things are misspelled, if you can't take that amount of effort, why should I give a flying fuck and critique it? It's like the most base level solution. You just done, problem solved. It takes about 30 seconds to go through the whole process here. Just pisses me off. It really does. Ranting. I am now ranting. So please, if you're going to submit here, you absolutely have to make sure that you go through and edit your shit. Because if I see squiggly lines in poetry, now if it's prose and you have like 2 errors in 10 pages, I'm not going to grammar knots for you. But come on, four errors in 275 words? Like, come on. That's over 1%. That's almost 1.5%. No, it just doesn't fly for me. I just feel it's lazy. It's the pinnacle of laziness. It's like, And like I said, the truly sad thing is that there are definitely things in here where I went, oh, that was nice, and that was done quite beautifully, and we can work with this. But every time I'd see, like, oh my god, marriage is misspelled. Like, fuck. Arrgh! Anyway, rant concluded. Please make sure you do some base level editing before you submit, because there's no excuse for that in my eyes. Just makes me go, okay, moving on with my life now. And that being said, oh, by the way, Utora wins this round. That being said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!